Good morning, Cody Shamble here with you, and I am joined by Chad Abram, the president of the Eagles Club here in town, and that's just what we're talking about, the Eagles Club. It's part of our Monday morning Pershing Area Chamber of Commerce sponsored interview. So good morning, Chad. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Cody. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, so let's talk about it. Eagles Club here. You're the president of the Eagles Club here in town. How long have you been the president of the Eagles Club?
It's a great question. I've been president for 6 years now. 4 years, maybe?
Okay.
5 years? Somewhere in that range. I lose track, Cody. Yeah. But I took over after Monty Ames decided he was going to step down, and I was on the board of trustees at the time, and I decided I would step up and take on the president's role. But it's a role that, as a president, you know, you run the meetings. So basically, every Tuesday night, I'm either at City Hall or at the Eagles Club, because we have meetings at 7 o'clock every Tuesday.
There you go.
You know, so, you know, and our meetings are formal upstairs. You have to be a member to come to the Eagles Club meeting. You have to be a member in good standing. And we did discuss certain things, like new members who wants to be a new member. We vote on that. We'll talk about the building project. We'll talk about needs at the current site where we live in, or where we're at currently right now. We'll talk about fundraising events, like big events upcoming, like more than likely at the next meeting, it will be an update on our UTV annual fundraiser coming up on October 4th. All proceeds for that go to the new building with a chicken dinner that night. So, you know, the fundraisers behind the scenes, there's a lot of work that's been being done by many members, Cody, of the Eagles Club. And we have quite a few fundraisers each year. You know, the motto of the Eagles is people helping people.
I was going to say, take me through the backstory a little bit. What is the Eagles Club if folks don't know, and kind of what your guys' motto is? You just mentioned it and what that means.
Yeah, so I want to say in the late 1800s, there's a group of guys that got together and started forming a group, and they wanted to just help people. And this group in the late 1800s, then all of a sudden it formed the Eagles. And that was based out of Ohio. Ohio is the mainstream for Eagles Club. It's where the Grand is. And then we became a club. I want to say the building that we are in currently now was built in the 1800s.
Okay.
And I want to say, and don't quote me on this, but I want to say we moved in there in the early 1900s into that building. We were established as a club. We weren't there to begin with. We were at a separate location in Prairie du Chien. I don't remember where that is. I'd have to check with the historians. That was in the early 1900s. And so people helping people is the motto of every Eagles Club. And people are always like, well, what do you guys do? The importance of the Eagles is, you know, we are, for a small community like Prairie du Chien, we do a lot of fundraising. We are always the number one club listed at the Grand National Convention for money raised for cancer and heart. So if you think about that, Little Prairie du Chien, under 6,000 people, is always the highest fundraiser for heart and cancer every year.
Well, and that's because, you know, you guys are supporting the community with a lot of the efforts and fundraising you're doing, but the community is supporting you guys back as well, and understanding you, what you're doing is for a greater cause.
Yeah. So people are always like, well, can I come into the Eagles Club? Yes. You know, as a state officer, we've learned that right now there's only 18 active clubs in the state of Wisconsin. There used to be 27. Okay. Clubs are closing. Economic times are difficult. They weren't making the money. I know Green Bay shut their club down. They're still an active club, but they meet at a separate bar. Wausau, the same way. They're still an active club, but they meet at a bar. You know, that's what some of the Chippewa Valley lost their bar. So now they're just a club, but they act, you know, they act. Sparta's the same way. A lot of clubs have gone to, you know what? Some clubs you need to show your ID to get into.
Gotcha.
Okay. And a lot of clubs, because of economic times and because of getting money into the building or into the business, are saying, you know what, if you want to come in, Cody, and you're not a member, come on in for the fundraiser. Stop in for a drink. You know, we're not gonna ask you if you're a member, but if you come three or four times, we're gonna ask you, hey,
right,
why don't you join our membership?
Yeah.
That's the rule that's written in the bylaws of the Grand is, if you have a visitor three times, they should ask them to become a member.
Gotcha.
And pay the dues of becoming a member.
But you're kind of opening it up for people who are curious. I think I want to be a part of this, but I'm not quite sure. Let me go see the vibe, see what's going on.
Absolutely.
What they're kind of a part what's going on down there. And so, yeah, by all means, you know, come on in, have a drink, meet the folks, see what's going on, and maybe you'll like it.
And we have at the front door of our club, as you walk in, or it's the back door, we always call it the front door, but it's the back door from the parking lot. Right inside on the wall, there's pamphlets on membership for the Aries, membership for the auxiliary, the ladies' auxiliary, and then an informational flyer of the history of the Eagles and our Eagles specifically. I started at the Eagles in 2005, I believe it was, when I became a member. Mark Fulcher signed me up. I was working with Mark at the time at the police department. I think Max and I both, Erickson and I, signed up at the same time. And so a lot of times I would get police officers. I said, come on, your first year is free. Firefighter, police, prison, EMS, your first year is free as a member, as an Eagle, because of your service. Mm-hmm. Military, active or retired military, your first year is free. The Eagles pay for that. So that's how we get. That's how a lot of members have joined, and then the next year you pay your dues like everybody else. We had to raise our dues. Our dues were at, when I started, it was 20, but now we're at 50
okay.
for the dues. And the reason there was a big increase from 30 to 50 was the Grand Aries raised their dues. So,
okay.
So every member that we sign up, Cody, we pay a per capita tax.
Gotcha.
So if you sign up as a member of the Eagles Club and you pay $50, 20 of that goes automatically to the Grand, and 10 goes to the state.
Okay.
So then at least $20 that the club gets.
Gotcha.
Okay. So we pay a state per capita tax and a grand federal, not a federal, but a grand per capita tax. And this year our per capita tax, we have currently on the books right now, we have 443 members. We're at 508. We've lost some. But we make that payment to the state and to the grand. So people understand when we increase it to 50, we had no choice. You know, we have, like I said, we're about people helping people. You know, we have cards there on Tuesday nights for Euchre and Friday afternoons for Euchre. The card players come in and bring a lot of people in. And that's a good portion of our club, and we don't mind that. That's good for our club. We also have dart teams now. We've had dart teams for 3 years, and now we have more teams. We had to get two boards, so it's growing. And hence the need to expand into a new building, because our current building is, you know, we've outgrown it for the most part. I mean, it's a lot of mixed feelings on the new building and the old building, because a lot of people grew up.
Well, it's been there since the start, right?
Yeah,
you know, or mostly since the start. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. And the new building is phenomenal. I got to give thanks to Mark Mara and Jeff White, and I'm probably forgetting some people like Monty and Merlin. Ames have done a lot of work, volunteer work, down at that new site to get it to where it's at with the process.
Yeah.
Now, we know we need to make or raise over $400,000 more to move into that building. And we're not going to give up. We're going to keep trying. That's why we have these fundraisers. The UTV fundraiser coming up in October 4th. Money will go towards the new building. So we're excited for the new building, and we're all going to – we'll get there eventually.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's gonna take a while, but we're gonna get there, and we haven't given up yet. We'll just keep going one foot in front of the other and try to get into that new building.
So you mentioned the UTV
fundraiser
coming up. Of course, everyone knows the Eagles Heart and Cancer Telethon. What are some other things that you guys do yearly that folks can be on the lookout for to kind of help not only you guys, but help those groups as well?
Sure. The last Saturday in July is always Christmas in July, and we do that fundraiser for the Ronald McDonald House. As you know from my daughter's crash, we do a fundraiser for Ronald McDonald House because that's where I stayed for, my wife and I stayed for 10 days while she was at UW-Madison Children's Hospital. So as a state officer, you have a fundraising as a president, that's your fundraising thing for the year. And I made that decision when I become state president in, I don't know, 12 years or better, 10 years maybe, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be the Ronald McDonald House in Madison. So every year we've dedicated Christmas in July to Ronald McDonald House. And this past July, we raised $5,600 plus a lot of perishable goods and a lot of pop tabs that we brought down to the Ronald McDonald House. So that's one in July. The telethon is in January. The UTV fundraiser is early fall, usually like October, late September. Sometimes in the spring, we'll have like Jed Shed. Yep. Traveling baseball, we've done stuff for them. We've done stuff for Pat Hall and the softball club. So if they reach out, we'll do any organization. We've done archery. We've done other community, other school districts from the area, like Seneca, Wazika, whatever. If they ask, if we can fit it in, we'll make it work. We'll give them some cash, and we'll raise some funds once we pay off our bills for the fundraiser. But yeah, the Ronald McDonald, the telethon, the UTV fundraiser, Operation Santa Claus, the first part of December, that's big for us. Milo comes in, puts on a big spread for food and try to collect a lot of non-perishable items and toys. We work great with Milo's towing on that, and in Christmas in July, he came this year and played Christmas music outside while we made smash burgers. It was great. It was great. So yeah, there's always something, and you know, we have a Facebook page, so just follow us on Facebook. If there's updates, you know, it'll be on Facebook. We don't have a website, but we have Facebook, and myself and a couple other people manage it, try to get things on there as best we can. You know, also the things about being a member, you can get in our weekly drawing for the lottery. It's a progressive lottery that cannot exceed $1,000. It caps out at $999, and every week at Wednesday at 6, you can pay your dollar the week before. You can get into that drawing, chance to win some cold hard cash.
There you go.
We also, as a member, you can join in and sign in a quarter jar. There's a quarter jar in there, and you put a quarter in, you write your name on it. The next day they pick numbers out of a coffee can, and if it's your member number, like my member number is 3,
okay,
and if I'm in on, let's say, on a Tuesday, and on Wednesday somebody picks the 3, then I'd win $40.
Gotcha.
Just because I signed up. Always got Packer pools, always have Badger pools going on during football season. I try to get Vikings pools, but nobody really fills them out besides me, so I'm kind of wasting money there.
Yeah, you're kind of wasting money there.
Yeah, so I'll just stick with the Packers and the Badgers.
Do squares for Super Bowl, anything like that?
Yeah, okay. We have a big Super Bowl board that Ricky Brown does every year. We do an annual brewer trip every year, and that's usually in August. And we do fundraising on that for the new building and for Badger Camp. So last year we gave, I think, $2,000 to Badger Camp from our Brewer bus trip. It was a good trip. Brewers won. It was a good game. So look for that. We take members and non-members on the Brewer trip. You know, that's we're okay with that. This last year we went to a Mallards game. We were fortunate enough to receive suite passes from our Wisconsin distributors for Mallards game, so we decided to get a bus, and everybody chipped in, and the bus was covered by everybody's cost of $30 a person. And so yeah, it was a good time, and it's we're a pretty close-knit family at the Eagles Club. You know, like I said, I've been a member since 2005. My wife's been a member now for probably 6 years. She decided to join as an Aries member. She also helps bartend, you know, so we have bartending staff that we have day shift bartenders are Evelyn Dow, who's been bartending God knows how long. She is a one hell of a worker, and I love her to death. She's a great person and great for the Eagles Club. We also have Lori Boyum, a day shifter on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. She's been great for our Eagles Club. I'm not going to sugarcoat it, Cody. She has brought in a lot of business from people that follow her as a bartender. Mm-hmm. So we very, 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 I know for a fact, very thankful that she came in, because Nick Curry and I managed the books, and the books prior to her were not good, and now they're good.
There we go.
So, and then you have other bartenders. We have myself, which I don't bartend much, but my wife doesn't bartend much. The standard bartenders are Terry Stranley, Holly Lips, Craig Bell, Miranda Ames, Amanda Chase. Nick Curry does bartend once in a while. You know, if anybody's interested in bartending, stop in, get an application, talk to Ev, talk to me, talk to Nick. Nick and I and Ev are kind of the co-managers. We lost our manager, Karen Hallberg, years ago to cancer. So Nick and I, instead of hiring a new manager, Nick and I and Ev Dow have kind of split duties. So between the three of us, it's working out very well that, you know, we are able to do, especially as we split duties, it makes it easier for us to find time for, like, myself and Nick, who have full-time jobs, to do it in the evenings or on the weekends, which is great for us. And then Ev does a lot of the stuff that needs to be done, during the week. She takes care of that for us, like the food ordering and that kind of stuff. So Eagles is a great organization. We'd love for more people to join. Dina Schneeberger, she's another bartender, doesn't bartend much, but she's our secretary. Our board consists of, I should probably tell you the board.
Yeah, huh? Tell me the board, yeah.
Myself as the president, past worthy president would be Monty Ames. Worthy vice president is Nate Bremer. Worthy secretary is Dina Schneeberger. Worthy trustee is Steve Slatt. Worthy Chaplain, Nick Crary. Worthy Trustees are Bruce Sternod, John Schneeberger, and Max Erickson. And the Worthy Conductor is Merlin Ames. And the Worthy Outside Guard is Charlie McCulloch. So that's your board. And the Auxiliary also meets the first Monday of every month. The Aries meets the second and fourth Tuesdays of every month at 7 o'clock. We'd love for people to come in and see what's going on at the Eagles Club. Like I said, follow us on Facebook is the best place to find out what's going on. Yeah, we're looking forward to people stopping in, and yeah, we'd love to have more people join. It doesn't matter if you're a male or female, you can join the Aries. If you want to join the Auxiliary, talk to Ev Dow. She's the secretary of the Auxiliary. She's in charge of that. She would love to have some more Auxiliary members as well. We're proud of it, of Prairie du Chien. We're proud of what we've done for the size of our community. We have a pretty large amount of members, 440. It's probably in the top three in the state. And as a state officer, I can tell you that we have a lot of respect from a lot of Eagles. I would say every Eagles club, big or small, around the state. They really respect Prairie du Chien. They look forward to for the telethon, and they really enjoy their time when they're here. So come on down and enjoy some time at the Eagles Club.
Awesome, Chad. Thank you so much for stopping by, telling us all about the Eagles Club and people helping people. So
yeah, that's it, man. What it comes down to, Cody, is people helping people. So if they're, you know, if there's a family in need and they reach out to us, we're going to figure it out. You know, we're going to figure it out as a club. We have a good membership, and they're all about helping the community. So you know what? We help the community. We would love your help too. Come on in, support the new building when we have our fundraisers. We'd love to see you.
Awesome. Thank you, Chad, so much.
You bet.